Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ryan Holiday's The Daily Dad. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one hit you differently than a typical parenting book?
Oh, absolutely. Hi there, Sam. This is not your average 5 steps to raising perfect kids kind of book. It's more like a friend who's in the trenches with you, sitting you down and saying, here's what I'm learning. And it's built on stoicism, which really surprised me at first.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either, but it makes sense. Stoicism is all about focusing on what you can control, your own actions, your responses. And that's exactly what fatherhood demands. You can't control how your kids turn out, but you can control how you show up each day.
Right.
And Holiday keeps coming back to this idea that being a good dad isn't about grand gestures or one heroic moment. It's about the small, consistent choices, the bedtime stories, the car rides, the patient explanations. Those are the building blocks of a lifelong relationship.
Honestly, that was the part that got me. Because we live in a culture that celebrates the spectacular, right? You see these viral videos of dads doing amazing things, and you feel like you're falling short. But Holiday says no, the ordinary moments are the only ones that really matter.
And he doesn't sugarcoat how hard it is. He talks about the temptation to escape into work or screens, and he acknowledges that giving in is natural. But he insists that resisting it is worth it, because the reward is knowing you gave your kids the best of yourself, even when you were exhausted.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. I thought, okay, but what about my own ambitions? My career? And Holiday addresses that directly. He says no professional success can compensate for failing to be present for the people who need you most.
Yeah, and he's not saying abandon your drive. He's saying examine it. Recognize that children are not projects to be optimized. They're human beings who need attention and patience, not performance-based love.
There's this one line that stuck with me. Children are not fooled by our words. They watch what we do with an intensity that's almost frightening. They see how we treat our spouses, how we handle frustration, how we react when things don't go our way. They're learning from us constantly.
And that's actually liberating when you think about it, because it shifts the focus from trying to control your kids to trying to control yourself. If you want them to be kind, you have to be kind. If you want them to be honest, you have to be honest. You model the behavior.
But here's the thing, you're going to mess up. Holiday is very clear about that. You will lose your temper. You will say things you regret. The question is not whether you fail, but what you do when you fail. Do you apologize? Do you admit you were wrong?
That was one of the most powerful lessons for me, because so many dads carry this fear that they're damaging their kids irreparably. And Holiday's response is, the very fact that you're worried about being a good father is a sign that you care. And caring is the foundation.
He also talked about letting your kids struggle. That's hard for me. I want to fix everything for them. But he says resilience and purpose come from navigating difficulties, not from being constantly happy. Sometimes being a good dad means letting them fail.
Right? And he applies that across all stages. He talks about being present for infants, getting down on the floor with toddlers, and handling the teenage years when they're pulling away. The same principles apply: patience, presence, consistency, and unconditional love.
The book is structured as daily readings, which I love. Each one is short enough to read in the morning, but it sticks with you through the day. It reinforces the idea that fatherhood is a daily practice, not a destination.
And it's not prescriptive. Holiday doesn't claim to have all the answers. He offers his reflections as invitations, like a wise friend sharing what he's learning. It's humble and honest, and that's why it works.
The one thing I'm actually taking away is this. Fatherhood is a choice I make every single day. It's not a default role. I have to wake up and intentionally decide to be present, to be patient, to model the person I want my kids to become.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a pretty solid deal.
It really is. So, to wrap it up, the Daily Dad is a reminder that the most important work you'll ever do is the work of raising your children, and it's done one small moment at a time. We'll see you in the next one.